Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win 114-102 in Cleveland over the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 19-9 on the season. The Cavs 7-22, just brutal. Welcome into the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Ryan Horvath, Anthony Mandela, Evan Heffelfinger in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, who has the night off. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts after a 114-102 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. Email us live at 105.7FMTheFan.com if that's your way of communicating. And the Bucks, once again, 114-102 winners over the Cavs, a 12-point win. But this one wasn't even that close. Bucks get off to, I believe, an 8-0 run in the first quarter, and they never trail in this game. They lead at half 61-47. And just a few nights after Giannis was held to a season-low 12 points, he comes up with a career high tonight, 44 points, just takes that game over right in the first half, right in the first quarter, really. Gets to the rim, gets to the basket. 8 dunks in this game for Giannis. The Bucks led 61-47 at the half. Giannis already had 21 points on 7-9 shooting. He had 4 rebounds, 5 assists. And the Bucks, what a difference a few nights makes. They shoot 50% from the floor in the first half, 9-20 from three-point land, 45%. And they were moving the basketball. And not only were they moving the basketball, but tonight, at times, guys were hitting some shots. 17 assists in the first half. Brooke Lopez had 8 points in the first half. Ersan with 8 points in the first half. So a bounce-back victory tonight for the Bucks. Once again, huge night from Giannis, a career high. He was literally doing pretty much whatever he wanted tonight. Should have had the triple-double. Guys not knocking down shots for him, but finishes with 14 rebounds, 10 of those on the defensive side. And I think probably the most impressive stat tonight, 16-21 from the foul line. Now, he didn't have to hit the pressure free throws, obviously, when you win by 12. But still, I think we're seeing some improvement right there. Other than Giannis tonight, Brooke Lopez with 19 points. He was plus 12 on the floor tonight. Eric Bledsoe finishes with 16 points and 6 assists. 3 turnovers tonight for Bledsoe. And the story heading into tonight's game, once again, Chris Middleton, Malcolm Brogdon both sit out. Middleton with a finger injury, which I believe he said pregame that he injured the first game of the season, kind of just knocked it the wrong way. So he was a late scratch. Also a late scratch tonight, Malcolm Brogdon. Anthony Mandela alongside. Anthony, any concern with Chris Middleton? I mean, we saw him benched in New York, comes back. He struggled from the floor shooting the basketball. He's played better defensively. But again, tonight, a late scratch. Anything to worry about or just getting some guys some rest? I mean, this is a pretty crappy Cleveland team. So if you got to sit them out, tonight's the night.
It's hard for me to be concerned about Chris Middleton just because I feel like almost everything that surrounds Chris Middleton is kind of like icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody expected him to be anything in the first place when he came in from Detroit. Nobody has ever expected him, I don't think, until maybe last season to really truly be somebody in the All-Star conversation. So if this is just what Chris Middleton is, it's hard for me to be concerned or disappointed because I think what he is now, you know, he had the peak last year, but even at what he is now is still probably better than what most people would have expected when Chris Middleton wore a Bucks uniform for the first time. So, if you know, he might be hurt. He's dealt with injuries in the past, and he's come back better from them. He dealt with some injuries during his college career, came back better from them, kind of partially reinvents his game to kind of make his body work. He constantly throughout his life, whether it be high school, college, in Detroit, now that he's here, he's constantly reinventing himself as a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, from the ground up, but he's retooling parts of his game to fit his respective coaches' systems to fit into the guys around him. And so he's such an invaluable tool and character-wise in that sense that I can't really be concerned, because I think this is just part of who Chris Middleton, the basketball player, is. He's still figuring out how to be the best Chris Middleton in Bud's system. So I think maybe if we're still looking at this come like February, March, that's when we'll probably have a definitive answer on if he's a max money guy.
And I almost consider myself a bit of a Chris Middleton apologist, because last season, especially during these streaky stretches, people were getting a little bit down on him. And then all he did in the playoffs was play the best seven games of his career in the biggest games of his basketball career. I mean, I don't know what he did in grade school and high school, but those were obviously pretty big games against the Boston Celtics, and he earned himself a lot of money, continues to do that. However, struggling right now. In fact, he was 4-18 on Wednesday night in the loss against the Pacers, 5-16 before that on Monday. He scored 21 points against the Spurs back on November 24th, and since then, averaging just 12 points on 29% shooting from the floor, 29 of his last 99 from the floor. They asked him about it. Direct quote from him, he said, "This isn't new. I've gone through some slumps every season. I've been here at some point. It's going to come through. Just got to keep shooting. Stay patient," which I do agree with, man. I mean, we see this with most of the top players in the league. Guys go on slumps, especially when your whole offense is shooting outside jumpers right now. Once again, the other night in the loss to Indiana, Middleton 0-7 from three-point land. So today, while producing the Wendy's Big Show, which you could catch 2 to 6 here on 105.7 FM The Fan, I was talking with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and I said, here's the thing. I get Coach Bud's offense, but when jumpers aren't falling, not that I need you to go away from your offensive system, but I do not need to see Brooke Lopez shooting 12 threes, going 4-12. If you're 0-7 from three, like Chris Middleton, go to the rim. Go to the bucket, get fouled, get some points from the charity stripe. I mean, I get that you don't want to go too far away from the offense, that you're going to live, you're going to die by the three. And that's just, it's not just the Bucks system, though. That's just the way of the NBA right now.
Yeah.
You're shooting jumpers pretty much every single night for four straight quarters. But when they're not falling, you got to find another way to get buckets. That's, I guess, my knock on Chris Middleton. I'm not too concerned. I think, if anything, you know, I don't know about the finger injury, how banged up he is, anything like that, but I think tonight was the perfect night, I guess, to sit him out. There's two ways of going about it when you're playing a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Reason they let Giannis rest on Monday.
You're playing a team
in
with
Milwaukee.
Seven wins. Right. And
if you're going to win a game without him, this is it.
Right. But also, to play devil's advocate, I guess, this would be a good game. Like you said, he's got to shoot himself out of this slump. What better way to shoot yourself out of a slump than against a seven-win team? But I guess maybe today, just go back, get your head cleared, and watch your teammates, watch Giannis take over a game, and then come back on Monday night and see what you could do. We're going to hit a quick break here. Well, we're going to get to the box score coming up. Actually, real quick, let's get out to the phone lines. Let's get out to Dennis in Pittsburgh, who wants to talk about Giannis. Dennis, what's going on tonight, man?
Hey, man, what's going on? I watched the Bucks game. What a game, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got a question. How much wood do you think a woodchuck would chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That's a pretty good question. One that I do not know, Dennis.
Okay, well, back to basketball. Do you think Bryce Harper is going to sign with the Brewers?
I think Bryce Harper might sign with the Chicago White Sox.
All right, I just decided that we were done with him.
Yeah, I think Dennis actually called me earlier on tonight.
Sorry,
and
Dennis.
Asked me my thoughts on Steve McNair as the Packers head coach. So Dennis, with some time on his hands tonight, he's called into the studio a couple times, but we do appreciate it. Dennis, you could also tweet us, 105.7 FM The Fan. Once again, Bucks 114-102 victors. Let's go inside the box score.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Bucks win 114-102. However, this game never really that close. Let's be honest. Bucks never trail in this one. And the Cavs, they go on a couple runs there late in the game. Mainly, and you could give me a call, 414-799-1250. Let me know if you're concerned about this core, about this team outside of Giannis. I saw an interesting stat the other night. The Bucks are 3-15 since the start of 2016-2017 when Giannis is held under 15 points. Again, tonight, he goes on the bench there in the second quarter. The Cavs go on a little bit of a run, I believe a 10-0 run and you got to bring Giannis back with about 2:30 left in the second quarter. So first seven games of the season, you start 7-0, and Giannis wasn't really playing Giannis basketball yet. He wasn't putting up the numbers that we see here tonight, 44 points, which we'll get to here in a second inside the box score. But the main thing was guys were knocking down their shots. Now guys struggling a little bit. So if you're becoming concerned, give us a call, 414-799-1250. We start with Giannis. Plays 38 minutes tonight, 14-19 from the floor, 14 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 fouls, 44 points, a new career high for Giannis in just 38 minutes. Brook Lopez tonight improves his shooting a little bit in 32 minutes of action, 7-15 from the floor, goes 3-10 from three-point land, 5 boards, an assist, and finishes the game with 19 points, does Brook Lopez. Eric Bledsoe, 6-19 from the floor tonight, 1-8 from 3, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 turnovers, 16 points tonight for Eric Bledsoe. Tony Snell inserted into the starting lineup tonight with Malcolm Brogdon and Chris Middleton sitting out. Snell, 27 minutes, goes 2-5 from the floor, 2-4 from 3, finishes with 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 points for Tony Snell. Planet Pat inserted into the starting lineup, which, you know, I'm becoming a little bit curious with some of these rotations, like when you don't see Planet Pat for like 2-3 games with a do not play, did not play a coach's decision, then tonight back in the starting lineup. 2-8 from the floor, 2-7 from 3, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 points. I like to see those 6 assists, those 7 rebounds from Planet Pat doing all the little things. Thon Maker gets 10 minutes tonight, goes 1-1 from the floor, a 3-pointer, finishes with 3 points, 4 rebounds, and a foul. Ersan back in action tonight, plays 16 minutes, 4-11 from the floor, 4 rebounds, finishes with 11 points, so he finishes in double figures tonight. George Hill plays 24 minutes, 1-16 from the floor, 6 rebounds and assists, 2 points tonight for George Hill. Dante DiVincenzo actually gets some run tonight, plays 23 minutes, 3-7 from the floor, 6 points, also finishes with 3 rebounds, no assists. And Jalen Morris sees 9 minutes of action, goes 0 for 2 from 3. 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 point tonight for Jalen Morris. Bucks overall as a team, 40-94 from the floor. They shoot 42%, 12 of 41 from 3, 29%, which obviously can improve. They pull down 53 rebounds, dish out 26 assists. In fact, they win the rebounding advantage 53-50 over the Cavs. And the Cavs, man, that is a bad, bad basketball team, especially when you take away Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, arguably your two best players. Larry Nance Jr. tonight, 14 off the bench. Jordan Clarkson, 23. Other than that, Rodney Hood, 19 points. Alex Burks, 12. That's a very bad basketball team. I am a fan of Colin Sexton. Like him a lot. Played for Avery Johnson over at Alabama. But just a rookie. He scores 5 points on 2-11 shooting tonight and pulls down 3 rebounds. So once again, Bucks 114-102 winners over the Cavs. Give us a call, 414-799-1250. Let us know your thoughts on this team right now. Are you a little concerned with the supporting cast? Once again, Giannis carries the team with a career-high 44 points. We'll be back. You're listening to 105.7 FM, The Fan. What you gonna do? Take it to a boss crib and show you how I live out. Baby, I'ma put it on you. Baby, I'ma put it on you. All you got to do is let me show you. I'm about to put it on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's shot of the game. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hill looks to Giannis in the post. Now he goes there. Beautifully executed. Ilyasova under the basket. Giannis with a depth pass.
There was your shot of the game. Courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Thanks to Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play over at Dave & Buster's. One of my favorite spots. You been to Dave & Buster's in a while, Anthony?
First time in my life this past Sunday.
Did you do the Jurassic World game?
I did not because I got a certain amount of free rewards play, and I was not going to – this time around, I was going to enjoy the free ride.
Yeah, yeah.
And then next time I go, when I'm on my own dime, I'll spend it how I want. But I was going to cash in, you know – We didn't even have that much. We had like $30 in rewards play.
Yeah.
Kind of was busy for like 3 hours.
That's a lot of money to
It was
throw.
Crazy.
Right, right. See, Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa is my favorite spot because I'm a young parent, and me and my wife eventually, every once in a while we like to go out, But we have a five-year-old, and you can't just, like, take him to a bar to watch a game or anything like that. But if you go to Dave & Buster's, it's pretty... Yeah, I see people do it, too. But
it's whatever.
I'm trying to parent the best way that I can. So we go to Dave & Buster's, man. I could have a drink, and then I could play Papa Shot for, like, three straight hours. But my son always
Papa Shot was free play when I went.
Really?
Free play all day, yeah.
But, yeah, my son always wants to play the Jurassic World game. And it's, like, I think, like, ages, like, 11 and up or 12 and up or something like that because it's a virtual reality game. So I always have to break the news to him. But, once again, Bucks win 114-102. Big night for Giannis. 44 points plus 25 on the floor tonight. Four turnovers, but two blocks, eight assists, 14 rebounds. Should have had a triple-double. And our question for you tonight is, what concerns you most about Giannis's supporting cast? And living the dream, Carl Phenom tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan and says, three-point shooting. Giannis is giving them open looks, but they are not making them at a high enough percentage. It's more than a trend, which I have to agree with because, you know, I'm rejoicing here and I'm excited because Bucks back on the winning end. Granted, you're playing a really bad Cleveland team on the road. But, I mean, you know, you won by double digits. Giannis looked great. But then I look at the key stat here, and once again, 12 of 41 from downtown. They shoot just 29%. So it is becoming a little bit concerning. So I'm with you there, Carl, on the three-point shooting needing to get a little bit better. And I don't know if you guys are fully comfortable here with the supporting cast. I'm not sold that the Bucks are done making moves when we get to the deadline, because part of the reason why you got that George Hill and that deal done before the deadline is because now you can move George Hill and a couple different pieces at the deadline. So if there's any names out there that you guys want to throw at me, realistic names, like I would love to throw Kemba Walker's name out there and some of these upcoming free agents, but maybe who are some realistic targets, some shooters that you could bring in. I would have liked to see a guy like Kyle Korver. Now that ship has unfortunately sailed, but I wouldn't mind seeing a few more shooters come over. But once again, tonight, Bucks 114-102 winners over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ryan Horvath, Anthony Mandela, Evan Heffelfinger with you here on a Friday night. Anthony, when you look at the supporting cast, what concerns you the most right now, obviously besides just knocking down shots?
I'm conflicted, really.
Mm-hmm.
There's two main areas. I understand, and I know the phone lines will light up and people will go nuts on Twitter, and I don't care because there's certain things in pro sports that never change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Striking out, I don't care what the sabermetrics say, not a good recipe for putting runs on the board, striking out a lot, right?
Yeah.
In football, if you can't block and you can't tackle, I don't care what kind of routes you run, right?
Mm-hmm.
In basketball, there's a couple of fundamentals. Scoring the basketball, passing the basketball, rebounding the basketball. And last I checked, even if we're in a completely backcourt dominant era in NBA history, typically speaking, you need somebody that can just bang down there and reel them in. And they've been doing a good job piecemealing things together with Giannis crashing the boards because he's constantly there. Brooke will get you a couple. We really do have, I think, one of the, and I don't have numbers on this, this is just the eye test.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we have one of the better rebounding backcourts in the NBA.
Yeah.
Between with the likes of Bledsoe, Connaughton's pretty active off the glass, as is DiVincenzo.
Mm-hmm.
But we're lacking that depth, that guy that you can just throw in the paint to just remove that from the equation. I understand you're going to let teams nowadays in the NBA just shoot like crazy all around the perimeter, but make that their only shot.
Right.
Because right now, and I said it a couple of nights ago on this show, if Brook Lopez goes down, you are screwed. You're screwed.
No, I completely agree with that.
Because you don't have the depth there. The second thing is I really just think they need a guy who's just, like you mentioned, Kyle Korver, just a light him up score.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to really help you a lot off the glass, not necessarily a great distributor, doesn't even give you a lot defensively.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy that when you are down five with 6 minutes left in the fourth, you can plug into that rotation and just say, shoot the ball, man. And he can just go and get you essentially instant offense. And of course, nothing's guaranteed. But a guy like that.
And you see, I'm completely with
you. We got a lot of guys that can score. We just don't have a guy that's their thing.
And I'm with you because I get today's NBA, and I get everything's pick and pop, stretch four, stretch fives. But Jason Smith isn't going to come over and bang in the paint. And that's not really Brook Lopez's game, especially now. You see him mostly out on the perimeter, out on the three-point line, putting up shots. So I wouldn't mind seeing a shooter or two, but I also wouldn't mind seeing kind of one of those old-school guys where you bring in and they're going to throw elbows in the paint. They're going to get under people's skin. That's That's the kind of guy you need
right.
on this team.
Just
you know,
one.
The scrappy.
Just one.
Right, just one. Just one guy.
This is,
he doesn't need to play every night.
I acknowledge this is the offense three-point happy NBA. But just one guy. You don't need a first and second string at the four and the five like you used to.
Right.
Of guys that are basically offensive black holes, and if they give you something, then kudos to them. You just need one guy. A role player.
799-1250. What concerns you most about Giannis's supporting cast? This tweet comes from Jake the Snake. The Snake underscore 28 says that he realizes he won't ever have enough talent in Milwaukee and decides to leave via trade free agency in the coming years. Does that concern you at all, Anthony? With Giannis leaving. Do you think?
No.
No, not at all?
I can't waste my energy on that.
Right.
He's the biggest superstar we've had in this city. He's arguably the biggest international superstar we've had in this state, period, in history. He's the only international superstar that has ever played in the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Am I out of bounds with that?
No. And I feel like...
I don't mean like he's prolific Hall of Fame right now. I mean in terms of his current global profile.
And realistically, I think, I mean, well, especially with the deal, I mean, you have a 3 to 5 year window here where you just have to build a contender. You have to win 50-plus games. You have to... This season, my main goal, and you could call me crazy, I know we're talking Eastern Conference Finals and we're talking NBA Finals, and the Bucks are more than capable. I think the core is good enough to compete for a championship this year. But my main goal heading into this season, or what I wanted to see from this team, was win a playoff series. Win
a
playoff series, and that's your first step right there. You know, build the championship roster, and I think that you keep Giannis. And I feel like he's a guy that doesn't need to play in a huge market. I mean, he's got the kicks coming out from Nike. He's got the sneaker deal already. And that's why when I talk trade and guys that I'd like to see him paired with, if you don't keep Chris Middleton, if you don't give him a max deal, which I don't know that you do, I'd love to see Kemba Walker because there's another guy I don't think needs to play in a huge market. Let's get to the X factor of the game.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 9 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
Let's get to the X factor of the game brought to you by Stratton College Bobcat Athletics. I'm going to go with Planet Pat as the X factor of the night. Only 6 points, but he did the little things, which I didn't really notice to tell you guys the truth until I dove into the box score a little bit. But 6 assists, 7 rebounds tonight. 6 on the defensive end, an offensive rebound, 2 of 7 shooting from 3-point land, 2 of 8 overall. Let's go with Planet Pat as your X factor of the game tonight. Once again, 6 assists, 7 rebounds, doing the little things to help Giannis out as Giannis goes off for a career high tonight. 44 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists, misses out on a triple-double by just 2 assists. You hold the Cavs to 102, not a very good team, but when that happens, obviously there's got to be a defensive play of the game. So let's actually get to that.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Bucks win their 19th game of the season. Now at 500 on the road this year, 6-6. 114-102 winners over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Time now for your defensive play of the game. Brought to you by Laborers International Union Local 13. Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. What do we got? Defensive play of the game.
It's the defense. Giannis collapsing down on Hood's advantage against George Hill.
Osmond drops it. The Bucks solid defense. Colin Sexton takes it in. Lopez, he had a hand come down over his face while he was grabbing the rebound. No whistle there. Beautiful lead. Bledsoe finger roll, Giannis.
That was your defensive play of the game highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. In a night of defensive plays, the Bucks tonight, 6 blocks, 9 steals. Nice. So good defensive effort from the entire Milwaukee Bucks team tonight. They played great defensively tonight. I know shots weren't dropping. Once again, if you're just tuning in, 12 of 41 again from 3-point land, just 29%. But they played overall a good basketball game. Never trailed in this one. Pick up a 12-point victory over a pretty brutal Cleveland Cavalier team. But as I mentioned before, man, you haven't won in Cleveland in a really long time. 1-10 in your last 11. Now, granted, that's a completely different Cleveland Cavalier basketball team, one with King James. But still, a victory is a victory. 19th of the season. Still in first place in the Central Division. Indiana remains 18-10. Detroit at 500, 13-13. Cleveland drops to 7-22. Then you got the Bulls there in the basement. Brutal, 6-23. And looking to shop Jabari Parker, which is something we could get into a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. Plenty more to get to here. Give us a call, 414-799-1250. Here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
Bucks win 114-102 tonight over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Time now for your Screamin' Play of the Game, brought to you by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza, Premium Frozen Products, and Kraft Pizzas. And we go now. Eric Bledsoe to Giannis on an alley-oop. Courtesy of Fox Sports.
Official Tom Washington caught good the wraparound on Giannis.
Little alley-oop. Giannis hammers it down. 7 points for Antetokounmpo in 5 minutes.
Yeah, nice start.
Once again, that highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Bucks win 114-102 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. If you're just getting out of dinner, maybe date night with the wife. Giannis plays 38 minutes, goes 14-19 from the floor tonight, 16-21 from the charity stripe, plus 25 on the floor as he scores 44 points, pulls down 14 rebounds, and dishes out 8 assists. Some breaking news here. We got a Woj bomb here on your pick and save.
I feel like we should have
Pro
a drop
Hoops
for that
post-game
Woj
show.
Bomb.
I feel like, yeah, I wish I had anything to trademark, like a Woj bomb. Like, my name just sucks, though. Like, Horvat, there's, like, nothing that you could incorporate.
With. Horvat Hammer.
Horvat Hammer. That's what Evan Heffelfinger.
Sorry, that's taken.
Is it? Horvat
yeah,
Hammer?
I already claimed it. I already trademarked it so that he couldn't have it.
The Horvat, the Hebrew Hammer. But anyway, we got a trade in the NBA. The Washington Wizards were in advanced talks Friday night. They got this three-team deal, which looks like it's complete now, as the Phoenix Suns will acquire Trevor Ariza. Kelly Oubre is going to go to the Grizzlies along with Austin Rivers. And the Grizzlies are acquiring a fourth-year reserve, and Oubre, he's averaging career-high 13 points. So that's the trade right there. I know Ariza, he holds an expiring contract. He signed a one-year, $15 million deal with Phoenix this summer, which was kind of surprising to me because, all right, so Trevor Ariza, I think I got into this a little bit on our NBA podcast I do every once in a while with Cody Grant when we have some free time. But Trevor Ariza, to me, was the key piece on that Houston Rockets team last year that had a possibility of knocking out the Warriors, had a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference Finals, went to a Game 7. However, James Harden was fine. Chris Paul got injured and was unable to play Game 7. We all know the story. Rockets end up losing in 7. Warriors go on to win the NBA Finals last year. But I thought Trevor Ariza was the key piece on that team. What I like about Trevor Ariza is it comes playoff time. Your main scorer is a point guard. You put Trevor Ariza on that guard, he could lock him down, shut him down. Also, he could get you like 13 points, you know, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. So Trevor Ariza, a very valuable player. So I was a little bit surprised when he signed the deal with the Suns over the summer, the one-year $15 million deal, because I'm like, man, Trevor Ariza getting up there in age, a key piece on what could have been a championship team last year. Why is he going to Phoenix where you're in a complete rebuild in a terrible franchise? The Suns, 4-22, they start the season. In fact, last night there was like a planned boycott. The Suns were on national television last night on TNT, which is brutal.
Who are they playing?
A 9:30 p.m. Tip.
Oh, that was Dirk's return, wasn't
it? Was
it
was Dirk's
That's
return.
Why.
Yep, they were playing the Mavs, who
NBA
are actually
history.
My favorite team right now. The Mavs are outside of the Bucks just because I love Luka Doncic. He's my favorite player in the NBA. Love the kid. Absolutely love him. His mom's hot. His game is just ridiculous. People were saying
okay,
his game's
slow
not
your
gonna
roll there, Chuck Freeman.
People were saying his game wasn't going to translate to the NBA, and it has. But Phoenix, last night, there was like a planned boycott because the ownership is so brutal there. Fans just chanting like, this sucks, and it's bad. They're 4-22 right now. But anyway, Ariza has an expiring contract because he signed the one-year $15 million deal. And, yes, I don't know if you're looking for Devin Booker to play more off the ball or what. So that's the deal anyway. Is you got Trevor Ariza heading to the Wizards. And the Wizards right now, also a complete mess. A team that many thought would be top five in the East this season, last season, the year before. But those guys just genuinely, I just don't think they like each other over there. I don't think John Wall and Bradley Beal get along. I know the relationship's gotten a little bit better the past few seasons. But last year we saw it where Gortat was going off. Him and John Wall hate each other. So they're fighting, and Bradley Beal was just sitting on the bench, put a towel over his head, and was like, I'm through with this. So that's a name that I love hearing, Bradley Beal, come up in trade talks. I'm not huge on John Wall just because that contract is a death trap, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I'll take Bradley Beal on this team. You want to talk about somebody that would complement Giannis's game and just this system, I feel like Bradley Beal is your perfect fit as an outside shooter, especially a guy that's consistently knocking down outside shots and could also take a dribble in and give you a mid-range jumper.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at on that. Once again, Bucks win 114-102 tonight over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And let's get to the podium. I want to hear from Coach Bud, see what he had to say about this. Also, once again, the main story tonight, obviously, Chris Middleton misses the game with a finger injury. No Malcolm Brogdon. We could find out if we get any more now from Coach Bud.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I thought the focus and the defense in the first quarter and holding them to 16 kind of set a tone, and credit to them. They really competed. Guys were getting after it, and we kind of grinded our way through a tough game on the road. Obviously, monster game from Giannis. But a lot of guys, I thought, stepped up and played well in execution. A good win here.
Season lows for Giannis in points and shots last game, and obviously frustrated by that. Just, I think usually your first play is scripted and you get a dunk there from him and just kind of snowball from there. Just what were you seeing from him in the way that he attacked this game?
Yeah, I think he was ultra aggressive. He's a competitor. He wants to be great. I think, anytime that, he doesn't meet the standards and the expectations he sets for himself, I think the next game he's going to come out with a very aggressive mindset, and he did that. And, I thought some guys hit some shots early, too, around him. That always helps. So, I thought he was good defensively, good on the boards. He's just, great game by him.
Do you have a conversation with him about getting back to the paint and kind of dominating in there, or is that doing it on his own?
Mostly him doing it on his own. I mean, it's his decision making and what he does when he sees a crowd and finding teammates and making the right pass. It was good the other night in Indiana. It's good again tonight, and he had more opportunities. He found more ways to get there. So I think he was frustrated for good reason. We were all frustrated. I don't think we played as well as we could the other night. So it's a good bounce back for us.
And when you see a player take the frustration from a previous game and use it constructively like that, just what does it say about that type of player?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what we've been saying for the last, couple of questions. It's just his determination, his focus. He wants to be great. He wants the team to, I think respond in the right way. And, he sets a tone, his leadership for us. So, he leads by example, but his voice is getting louder and better. And so it's what you want from your best player.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
Bucks win 114-102 tonight over the Cleveland Cavaliers on the road. Bucks now 500 on the road this season. 6-6, 12-point victory. The injury report. No Chris Middleton tonight. He has a injured finger, which I believe they say was injured the first game of the season. Nick that up a little bit. And then no Malcolm Brogdon tonight as well. Both, I think, just being cautious. You're playing a very, very bad Cleveland Cavalier team. In fact, a terrible Cleveland Cavalier team before the show. I argued that without Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, possibly one of the worst teams in the National Basketball Association in the past decade. That's just my opinion. This is a very bad team. They lose by 12 tonight to the Bucks. So those are your injuries. Coming up, we're going to go inside the locker room, hear from Brooke Lopez, and plenty more here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
Bucks win 114-102 over the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Nice bounce back win. Granted, it's a bad team, but still we'll take it. Still some time to jump on with us, 414-799-1250. Here on the Pick and Save postgame show, a 12-point win again for the Bucks. One of the highlights tonight, Brook Lopez played 32 minutes, went 7-15 from the floor, 3-10 from three-point land, 2-2 from the charity stripe, pulled down 5 rebounds, had an assist, a steal, a block, was plus 12 on the floor tonight. He scored 19 points. Let's kick it to the locker room, hear what he had to say after this one.
Brooke, Coach Bud has said that he loves the way Giannis has been reading defenses and distributing the ball, but he doesn't want him to get away from dominating the paint. Tonight he scores 44, 26 of those in the paint. How is he able to dominate inside?
You know, it's just, it's really amazing to watch. He comes in so focused, and he's a great decision maker. Obviously, he's very long, very quick, and great at getting to the basket and just draws so much attention. But, you know, what really makes him great is his unselfishness and willing to pass the ball. So he's able to do a lot of things, make a lot of plays once he gets in the paint.
You and I talked yesterday. There was some frustration on the offense as of late. What do you think about your all's ability to respond and how you came out here tonight?
I thought we did a pretty great job for the majority of the game, just moving, like I told you yesterday, moving the ball and moving without the ball with a lot of player movement. You know, we really picked it up in that area.
Losses aren't ideal, but you have yet to lose back-to-back games, now 9-0 after losses. What does that say about your all's feelings about those losses and your ability to bounce back?
You know, I think it shows a great ability to bounce back. You know, our reaction to those losses is fantastic. We learn from what we do wrong, and we come out and respond well.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at ffpwi.com.
Bucks win 114-102 tonight over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Time for some forward thinking. Up next for Milwaukee, another road date with the Detroit Pistons coming up Monday night, tip-off at 7 p.m. Detroit, since I called them a good basketball team 2 weeks ago, they've lost 6 straight games. They're now 13-13 on the season. So again, the Bucks,
not that good of a team.
Just can't play
really
down the competition. You could get yourself that 20th victory of the season coming up here Monday night. Once again, the Pistons 13-13, losers of 6 straight, and more surprising than them losing 6 straight, rumors coming out that they're going to be buyers at the trade deadline, not sellers, even with bad contracts, some of the worst contracts in NBA history with Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond's a baller, though.
He is, but
I'll take that contract.
Yeah, and you know, and
I don't care if he can't shoot an outside shot.
See,
if you can play, you can play. I'll take you.
Right, and
I'm
if you got
a championship here, and he does not hurt your team.
See, that's a different fit right there because it's a team of jump shooters. You get a guy that's leading the league in rebounds with, you know, 17 boards per game. That could, I mean, he's an average at best rim protector.
Rebound.
He can rebound. That's the thing.
You know who else can rebound?
Who's that? Dennis Rodman?
No, we're going to do something here we almost never do on this show, but Evan Heffelfinger on the other side of the glass has a game break for us. There's a guy that I know grabs rebounds. Well, Evan, you just tell us what you got.
According to Twitter, the Herd won 106-94 tonight.
What did Christian Wood do?
Christian Wood, 25 points, 10 boards,
yeah!
4 assists. But more importantly, DJ Wilson, 21 points, 11 boards, 6 assists.
That's not more importantly. Get out. I'm not Rami. I'm not going to turn your mic off.
This is the DJ Wilson fan club, in case you.
Yeah, party at 2.
Or just.
I don't care about DJ Wilson.
So what are your guys' thoughts
on... Best case scenario in his NBA career, he's like the 11th guy on a roster.
I'll take it.
A lot of tweets coming in, actually, about Christian Wood the past couple nights. A lot of people want to see him on this team, on this roster right now, and it's hard to disagree with that. I mean, you need another big body. You need a rebounder. I think he's going to give you more than Smith at this point. I've seen enough of Jason Smith throughout his career to know that he's not going to be the answer. So... hopefully he kind of figures things out. What's the main knock on Christian Wood right now, besides experience, though?
To me, personally, in every minute of NBA basketball I've seen him play, he is arguably the worst NBA player, regardless of position.
Are you talking about Wood?
Christian Wood, in terms of maintaining control of the basketball.
Right, right.
Like, the dude is like a walking turnover. I love what he can do when he doesn't have to create his own. Like,
I
deliver
just say,
him
just
the ball.
Don't
and,
even give him the ball. Just
no, just deliver him the ball.
Right.
But you cannot put the ball in his hands.
Well, no. He should never put the ball on the floor. I'm with you.
Try to find his own shot. It's an absolute mess.
I'm with you on that. I mean, I don't want him handling the ball, or I don't want him as a stretch four or anything like that. But I'll use a guy that could bang down low in the paint. A couple more comments coming. You can tweet us at 105.7FM, the fan of what's going on right now with this lineup outside of Giannis. He needs Bradley Beal, says Northside 723, which I'll take Bradley Beal. Another one, he needs another complimentary star. Don't have that now, just good players around him. So that's another question. Do you guys think that this core, I love Chris Middleton. I don't know that he's a player 1A on a championship team. I like Eric Bledsoe this season. And I know they were talking about that a little bit on the Bill Michaels show today, how everybody's all of a sudden high on Eric Bledsoe. But I want a bigger sample size, I guess, of Eric Bledsoe. I want to see what he could do in the playoffs. I want to see what he does in meaning basketball games, Christmas and beyond, in January and February, I guess. Because I'm not going to judge him on these first, 25, 30 games of the season. He's taking better care of the basketball. I think Coach Bud finally has him in a system where he fits. I mean, the last system that Eric Bledsoe was in that he actually fit was at Kentucky. And he was playing off the ball. He was playing off the ball because John Wall was the primary ball handler and the point guard there. He was great in Phoenix, but he was playing on a crappy team with literally no other options. So, of course, he was going to go out and get you 30 points a night. So I want a bigger sample size before I make that decision.
You know what I like about the Suns?
Nothing.
Almost nothing. There's one thing I like about the Suns. They're great at developing point guards to succeed with other franchises.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Bledsoe, Isaiah Thomas, Goran Dragic.
Steve Nash back in the day, although he never really worked outside of Phoenix, unfortunately. Because
that's what Phoenix is good for.
LA.
Cool jerseys, too.
You know what, though? I am totally on board with that owner. Move him to Seattle. I miss the Sonics.
I think everybody misses the Supersonics.
Nobody cares about the Suns. They suck.
Yeah, I don't think...
They suck. You got better things to do in Arizona. Like, you can work on your tan. It works in Seattle. It's, like, raining all year. Here, it's snowing. You got nothing better to do than watch some Bucks basketball. Let's do it.
Yeah, I agree. Once again, the big story tonight, Bucks 114-102 winners over the Cavs. Giannis matches his career high with 44 points after being held to just 12 points Wednesday night in a loss to Indiana. 14-19 from the field tonight, 16-21 from the charity stripe, 14 rebounds. 8 assists. No Chris Middleton tonight. He sits out with a sprained right finger. Malcolm Brogdon, fourth on the team in scoring, didn't play because of a sore left hamstring. So hopefully we could see those guys back on the floor. Another highlight of the night, especially if you're a Matthew Dellavedova fan or a big fan in Cleveland.
All three of you.
So I ran to Portillo's before the game, and all of a sudden, I'm listening to the broadcast. I'm listening to Ted Davis on the broadcast, and all of a sudden, for some reason, the crowd just goes nuts. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? Matthew Dellavedova.
He turned the ball over.
Not even. He dove into the scorer's table.
He dribbled out of bounds.
Saving a ball that was heading out of bounds. That's the little things you get from Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Chris Middleton averaging 17 points per game in a huge slump. 16-47 from the field in his last four games. Sits out tonight with a finger issue. Hopefully we'll see him Monday night. We're not going to hear from Matt Velasquez tonight, as he is on the deadline tonight.
All tied
tonight,
up at the queue.
Waiting for Giannis to speak. So that'll do it for us. Once again, coming up Monday night, Detroit Pistons. Anthony, your thoughts on that one?
There hasn't been a single game this year short of those two games against Golden State and the one against Portland that I didn't expect, I guess, and the two against Toronto that I didn't expect a Bucks win. Those ones I didn't expect a loss. I just thought those are games, that's the level of competition that the Bucks should be comparing themselves against. The Warriors, the Raptors, and the Trailblazers, at least in the early goings of this season. The Pistons, to me, might as well be the Cavaliers. You should be just as confident walking in to that stadium in Detroit as you are walking into the Quicken Loans Arena that you can beat that basketball team.
Yeah, like I said, since I've mentioned them being a good team, 0-6. So the Pistons on the downfall right now. Bucks now 9-0 after a loss. Giannis matches a career high 44 points tonight. And more importantly, the Bucks break a 6-game losing streak tonight in Cleveland with a 12-point win over a bad Cavs team. Cavs dropped to 7-22. Bucks now 19-9 on the season. They'll go for win number 20 coming up this Monday night. Early tip-off, 6 p.m. after the game. Tune in. Anthony, you on the post-game show Monday night?
I will be here with Sparky.
I'll be here as well.
And Evan Heffelfinger, thank you very much, Evan, for all your work tonight. Thank you, everybody out there. Enjoy your weekend. Keep it safe. Thanks for tuning in to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show presented by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.